what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tough love, sometimes it pays off, even for babies. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Are we bad parents if we let Junior cry it out? Some experts say it leads to attachment issues and increases crying. Others think tough love has no effect on attachment, but actually decreases crying. Aitan Bilgin and Dieter Volke at the University of Warwick wondered, to soothe or not? They studied almost 200 infants and their parents for over a year. Parents shared how often they let their babies cry. The researchers tested the babies' bonds and behaviors after 18 months. They rated babies' attention, speaking, and social skills. Turns out, after 18 months, babies had learned to self-soothe. Also, all babies showed healthy attachment and behavior despite crying patterns. Leaving babies to cry sometimes doesn't harm their social skills or family bonds. Parents actually do this intuitively. Early on, parents step in when babies cry. Later, they wait for the baby to self-regulate. Our parental instincts work. So, moms and dads, grab your earplugs.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsinglo. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.